The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Love hanging out up on the roof with our guys from Quality Roofing Solutions. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We have our owner, Brian Ward, is here with us this morning, and Ben Murphy, who is in marketing and development. So it's great to have you here. How are you?
I'm great. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
A beautiful day.
Isn't it, though? So how are things in the roofing business, and a little bit about who you are, what you do, and everything about Quality Roofing?
Sure. So I'm Brian Ward. I'm the owner and founder of Quality Roofing. We're based right here in beautiful Pensacola, Florida. We've been serving this community for nearly 20 years now.
Wow.
So myself, as well as the majority of our team, we're all local natives. I was born and raised in neighboring Santa Rosa County. And again, most of our team, they're all natives as well. So very connected to the community. And I think that, I think it's evidenced by the things that we do. We're active participants in the community, supporting community events, community organizations, local sports teams, high schools. Every opportunity we have to reinvest into the community that supports us, we try to take advantage of that.
And, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really great. So what are some of the things that the services that you offer to your customers, and where do I go if I wanted to find you?
Oh, absolutely. So we are a licensed and insured residential and commercial roofing contractor here in Florida. We serve all the way from the Alabama state line to Panama City, and we've also got some locations down in Central Florida. We specialize in residential roof replacement, but we also have a full service repair department that mm-hmm. is independent, rocks and rolls on their own. So we know that sometimes customers aren't ready for a full replacement, so are able to help them there. And of course, people can find us on qualityroofingsolutions.com or giving us a call at 788-7691.
Well, walk me through the process then. I have a home here in this area, and I've had it for several years. What's the timeline really and when you should start thinking about that roof replacement? Because I know there's a couple of factors, not just the condition of the roof, but also insurance gets involved too, correct?
That's right. So, you should have your roof on a regular maintenance schedule anyway, just like anything else.
What would that entail?
Well, I'd probably start having it looked at periodically, and probably once every year. An annual inspection is a good policy, but it helps you stay in front of those small issues that mm-hmm. can often develop into much larger things, right? So it might be a $200, $300, $400 service call to fix a minor issue rather than waiting that out. Oh, I've got a spot on my ceiling, and now you're looking at $2,000 or $3,000.
Right.
So better stay ahead of those things. Generally, you're probably looking at anticipated replacement somewhere in the 15-year range.
Okay,
typical.
That long. Okay.
And potentially sooner, depending on conditions or storms or things of that nature. But generally around 15 years. That doesn't necessarily mean that the useful life of the roof has been completely exhausted at that point, but oftentimes insurance companies, and again, this is based on lots of data that supports the probability or likelihood of a claim, they generally start pushing for those roof replacements around year 15, mm-hmm. Sometimes a little bit longer than that, but that varies widely from carrier to carrier. But you can anticipate and should probably start budgeting for a new roof somewhere around year 10, anticipation of that replacement happening somewhere around year 15.
Do you have access to financing for folks?
We absolutely do. Ben, you want to?
Yeah, no, we've got some great financing options available. We've got a 12-month same as cash that a lot of people are taking advantage of right now.
Wow, okay.
It gets you the opportunity to go ahead and make sure that you've got something safe over your head, especially in hurricane season, mm-hmm. which, can be kind of a scary time here during the that time of year in the Gulf Coast. But the 12 months is a great program that people are taking advantage of.
So what are the things I should look for as a homeowner that are signs that I might need to make a change? Because I'm bad about this, but until it's broke.
That's right.
If it ain't broke, I don't fix it kind of philosophy, which is probably not good. But sometimes it's also just not knowing what to look for.
That's right. And we don't expect homeowners to know what to look for. And that's why I think that having us out to take a look at the roof and just do the annual inspection is a great policy. It can help prevent any of those things that are unforeseen. So we're the experts in the area. You have us up there. We take a look at it. We let you know. And of course, we document that and show you what's going on if we find anything that's of any concern. But if it's in great shape, we'd be happy to give you a clean bill of health for your roof, and we'll see you the following year.
There you go. We're talking with Brian and Ben with Quality Roofing Solutions. So if you have a question about your roof or something you've been wondering about with the shingles or maybe the chimney, any question you might have, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is the expert panel, and these guys are experts on roofing. So I'm kind of fascinated by how you make the choices. How do you help a homeowner make the choice? There's so many options today, and maybe even discuss some of the there are now the metal roofs and shingle roofs and this kind of roof and that. I mean, how do you make those choices for your home?
Well, that's a great question, Megan. You know, there are so many options when it comes to different roofing systems and, of course, types of material. There's personal preference that goes into it. You know, is this going to be a home that you're in for a little while? Is this going to be a forever home? Brian, you and I have talked a bit about sometimes that metal roof, that people want that feeling of nostalgia, that rustic feel of the rain hitting on the roof.
I just got a text. Oh. Are metal roofs better? ?
Well,
how do you define better? I guess
that's a bit subjective.
So maybe the pros and cons of the two different types.
There are definitely pros and cons, and I think Brian, that's a great question for you.
Yeah, sure. So it depends on the context that you're asking the question. But if we're let's just say for hardiness and ability to withstand the weather that we experience here, particularly a windstorm or hurricane, metal absolutely is going to be rated stronger and hold up better.
Oh, really? Okay.
Absolutely. And I think that's evidenced by what you see primarily in the coastal regions. Right? Mm-hmm. The majority of the roofs that you see out there along the coast are metal, and that's part of the reason why. In fact, areas of the Florida Keys have actually mandated metal roofs.
Really? I didn't know that.
Because they have the higher wind resistance, right? They're much more likely to be subjected to those high winds. Mm-hmm. And they found through data analysis that they actually do perform better in those scenarios. So with respect to that, yes.
Are they more expensive and do they last longer?
Exactly. So that's the next piece is they are more expensive and naturally so. And they do last longer under certain conditions. Mm-hmm. For example, the metal roofs that we install along the coast, oftentimes we suggest and sort of guide our customers towards an aluminum option versus a steel. When you're in a saltwater corrosive environment, steel doesn't hold up all that well. And generally degrades.
I was wondering about that because there's so much salt and humidity.
That's right. Putting on a shingle roof, is more cost effective and you're likely to get around that 15-year mark out of it. But you put on a steel roof, which may cost twice as much as the shingle roof, but you're likely to get the same lifespan out of a steel roof in a coastal region, mm-hmm. just because of the corrosive nature of that environment. Going to an aluminum roof, you're going to spend a bit more, but you're going to get longer life out of it. So there's a preponderance of different considerations, and all of our sales reps are very versed in this and could absolutely walk you through and help you understand what all those pros and cons are and potential benefits and the cost associated with those.
Okay. And so you you do the renovation roofing, I would imagine, and replacement. Do you also work with new homes as well?
We do. It's not our niche, if you will, mm-hmm. But we absolutely do and do it regularly. It doesn't represent a huge portion of our business, but we absolutely do.
Well, we knew this question was coming. What about solar? What about solar roofs? And the second part is, and are they used in this area?
Yes. So solar integrated roofing tiles. Mm-hmm. So Tesla is probably the name that most people think of. And we've actually installed, I think we're around a half a dozen Tesla solar roofs. We've partnered with a local company, Sun Farm Energy, to help pull that whole system together. So we've completed several projects with them. You know, I think that technology is fascinating. Mm-hmm.
I understand the concept, but yeah. I don't really understand how you get the electricity going.
Yeah. So it's basically the PV or photovoltaic cells are integrated or built into the actual roof covering. Mm-hmm. So the tiles of the roof are actually solar panels themselves. So the benefit to that is that you get a much more sleek look.
Integrated system that
you don't have panels, you know, on your roof. They're not particularly aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
But when you have solar integrated, you know, it's a fascinating technology. And I think as time goes on, the price point for those things will become a bit more palatable.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain scenarios, depending on, there's a lot of circumstances and considerations, but in certain scenarios, it actually is pretty comparable. If, say, you were doing a new construction home and you're going to put a high-end, you know, a standing seam roof on there, an aluminum standing seam, and then you also wanted to put solar panels on top of it, well, you could probably do a PV integrated system like Tesla, for a similar price point,
mm-hmm.
and not have the gaudy look of
right, because I've seen that and
panels.
I don't find it particularly attractive.
That's right.
So interesting. That's changing.
It is, and there's other manufacturers now that are sort of moving that direction. I see new products regularly that are coming out. So I think the industry is sort of moving in that direction very slowly, but hard to say what the future holds. Like I said, there's a lot of factors that influence the viability, mm-hmm. of those systems, namely the cost to produce.
Okay, I've got another question from one of, unless you had something to add to that.
Well, I mean, I love the question, so okay, I always go to those.
Is there a charge to come out and inspect my roof?
No, we do free inspections.
Oh, that's good. That's right. That's great news.
Yeah, happy to do that.
How do we set that up, or how would someone reach you to set that up?
Give us a call. We have a staff that would love to help you, get you an appointment set, 850-788-7691, or you can book online at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Well, we mentioned it earlier, but what would that inspection include? What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, in general, we're just evaluating the overall condition of the roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're looking for things, those small issues that I mentioned earlier, we're looking for those things that could potentially turn into larger issues, and helping a homeowner understand the risk associated with those things, and providing insight about what should be done, make the recommendation that, you know, we should do this or do that. Or, again, if we find that the roof's in great shape, we're going to tell you that as well.
Okay. It says, do you charge to remove solar panels before you replace a roof?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So there's a charge for that.
That's right.
That's part of it.
We would have to.
And often there's... Isn't there a requirement or sometimes a need for the solar company that installed them to remove them?
Occasionally. So sometimes, assuming that solar company is still in business,
mm-hmm.
company has stipulations within their original contract that basically nobody else can remove those panels.
Well, that's interesting.
Something that
do they recycle those? Is that why?
Well, oftentimes it's a remove and replace. So they're just removing the panels and then mm-hmm. reinstalling the same panels afterwards.
Oh,
but,
I see.
It's something to be aware of. If you have solar panels, definitely review that contract to make sure that you're not negating any warranty that you may have with the solar company.
So I'm kind of curious now. This is a question for me. As a homeowner, what are some of the things that you see homeowners do that are just homeowners don'ts? So we get different seasons, right? So we have the hurricane season, we have summer season, we have fall, we have the holidays. So I'm always laughing when I start seeing in the holiday season where people start putting up lights
right.
on the gutters and stuff. Hurricane season, you see other things. What are some of the do's and don'ts throughout the year that you could advise folks not to do?
I've seen.
I was going to say, what have you seen?
I've seen some interesting things. Mm-hmm. So
you get those emergency calls.
Yeah, maybe one of the most common ones is the use of Flex Seal.
What's that?
Late night
infomercials,
the Flex Seal, where they spray the Flex Seal on the screen door.
Yeah, yeah.
They integrate into the bottom of a boat, and the boat still floats. And I've seen some interesting.
How are people using that on their roof?
Just simply spraying it on the area that's leaking. And just like,
I see. Rather than getting it repaired.
That's right.
That's not good.
That's right.
Okay, so you're saying that's not a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I've seen lots of wild things over the years. But, when you're experiencing a leak issue like that, we come out and do a free inspection.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, we can help you understand what the real problem is, what the solution is, and hopefully we can help you solve that.
Okay.
Well, and I'll give you an easy don't.
Okay.
So especially this time of year. Don't let leaves and pine straw pile up in certain areas in the valleys, especially of your roof.
Okay.
I live in an area where there's a lot of pine trees,
mm-hmm.
and I know on my previous roof I had a lot of moisture buildup in that area because a lot of the pine straw sat. So if you have the ability to, or if you need an expert to, have that removed. You know, it's an easy way to be proactive and help ensure the longevity of that roof.
Well, we're definitely in sync with the audience today because one of our listeners just texted in right before you said that, Ben. What do you charge to remove and replace gutter systems on houses?
Well, that's going to vary based off of the characteristics of that particular home. And there's no set price. This is what it is. So it's something we'd have to come out and evaluate and provide an estimate for.
But you can come out and clean the gutters?
Absolutely. And we actually offer service agreements for somebody that wants us to come out and regularly do that.
So you have a kind of a maintenance plan throughout
the
year?
Right. Yes,
oh, that's I didn't realize that. That's great.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to add to Ben's comment about, and that's a great thing to call out about leaves and debris accumulating on the roof. It is probably one of the worst things that you can let happen. And, obviously, getting that cleaned off regularly is a good thing, but you know, the moisture that you mentioned that accumulates under the debris that's effectively breaking down and rotting, there's actually acids that are released in that decaying process.
Really,
that will actually eat through the shingle. Yeah, it will degrade the shingles much, much faster. So, very important to get those any areas of accumulation of leaves and debris off of that roof at minimum annually.
My old place by the chimney always seemed to a lot would accumulate there, and then animal nests right by
That's
the
right.
chimney or
That's
in
right.
the chimney itself.
Oh,
so that was not good.
No.
Do you check that too, or do you work with another company for that kind of chimney inspections too, or how does that work?
Well, I mean, if it's related to pest or rodents or something, you know, it's generally going to be a pest control company that's helping you solve that issue. But inspecting the chimney and its water tightness and things, yeah, absolutely, we can help with that. And if it happens to be associated with the flue or like the components of the chimney associated with like a fire burning fireplace or a wood burning fireplace, then we work with other companies that really specialize in that. To make sure that they're using the appropriate components with the flue to make sure that the chimney is always going to operate properly.
Right, okay. Yeah. We're talking with Ben and Brian with Quality Roofing Solutions. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. So what are some of the things we haven't talked about this morning? Got a few minutes left that you'd like to mention about who you are and what you do here in Pensacola. Because you do all age homes, too. It's not like one, but because of the variety we have here, correct?
That's right.
So you've got
right.
homes in the 1800s and homes from the 2000s.
That's right.
Yeah, we've worked on all types, you know, especially downtown Pensacola. I know we've had a few that have had to kind of go before, I believe, their historic board to make sure they are good to do a replacement. We've done some commercial projects down there. I think to the previous question that was just asked, one thing that customers might not know about us is we do gutters as well. Not just with a roof system, but if you just need gutters.
Okay.
You already have a roof. We can help you install or replace those existing gutters.
Okay. And do you work with businesses and homes primarily, or one or the other, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very good. So what is your website again?
You can find us online at qualityroofingsolutions.com or give us a call at 788-7691.
Okay, here I knew this was coming. So talk about the difference between the types of shingles, because you have the asphalt, smooth, chunky.
That's right. Well, this could be you're probably going to have to pull me out of the rabbit hole on this one.
Okay,
but this could become a long conversation. But I think the essence of the question is the difference between what we traditionally call three-tab and architectural shingles.
Okay.
Three-tab shingles, a 60-mile-an-hour wind rating, they were vastly more popular in years past. It was around Hurricane Ivan that there was really a major transition away from three-tab shingles to the architectural-style shingles, which have 130-mile-an-hour wind rating.
Wow.
So
okay.
You got double the wind resistance rating, a more aesthetically pleasing, for most people, more aesthetically pleasing sort of three-dimensional shadowing effect. So a better looking roof, much higher performing, significantly more weight, which can add to that uplift resistance. So I think that's what they're asking about.
I think they were trying to get a sense of what are the different types, and then what would you recommend? What do you think is the best type? Is I think where that question's going.
Sure. So before,
how do you make that decision?
Yeah,
I don't know anything about shingles, but I would
would
trust you to say, okay, this house probably would do best with this type of shingle.
Sure. So if we're just talking about those two types, three-tab shingles are still available, mm-hmm. but because the demand for that type of shingle has shrunk substantially, the price point is basically the same. So you would only pay for those three-tab shingles, a much lower-performing shingle, if mm-hmm. you were really locked onto the look of it. In fact, it actually costs us a bit more in labor now.
Really?
That's right. It's a slower install because we don't do very much of it.
Well, I would think in this area you would want to go to with the shingle that's the 130 mile per hour.
Absolutely, and 99% of people do.
Okay.
Now, there are other shingles that are what I would kind of classify as a higher tier or like designer style mm-hmm, shingles. Mm-hmm. They have some different designs, and like the price point can creep up pretty substantially with those. But you can get into triple laminates or like carriage style.
I've seen some terracotta shingles around here.
Yeah, you get
those
into
always
some really interesting designs.
Interesting.
And, you know, generally you see the applications of those on older homes, historic homes, mm-hmm. things where they really want to try to keep that historic appearance or look.
Right.
So there's lots of different shingle patterns available. I mean, we're probably talking dozens.
So they could come to your store to see that?
Absolutely.
So talk about where that is and, again, how that, for someone that maybe just joined us, how that process would work, how they get in touch with you, and kind of how long does it take from the time they call you, you come out and inspect, and typically, I know all homes are different, but would be to put a roof back on. Is it months and months and months?
Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, no. I think that's a great question, and I think a misconception. You know, the process start to finish, we can typically take care of a full roof replacement in 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of...
But that's not bad.
No, not at all. And really, a lot of that's waiting permit application and making sure that everything goes through. We've got to get signed paperwork back and make sure we're good to go.
Right.
So actual install day is often a day. Maybe two, depending mm-hmm. on the size of the project. But I encourage people to get in touch with us, get in touch with our team. We'd love to help you out. If you have any questions related to roofing, qualityroofingsolutions.com or 850-788-7691.
All right. Ben Murphy, Marketing Director, and Brian Ward, who is the owner and chief roof installer, I would imagine. Thank you both so much for being here. We really appreciate all that you do. Quality Roofing Solutions, check it out. Take care of your home. This is Pep Talk. We will be back shortly.